Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Louder Rain 333, and I come to you today in the name of our Lord Jesus. I have a short message that is a warning that I want to bring to you. For all my new subscribers, please check out the three forums that I've started for you all, and also I have a Patreon account where I write different articles of the things that the Lord has been showing me, and you can go check them out there. The links are all down in the description box below, as well as the transcription for this message with the corresponding scriptures. All right, brothers and sisters, this was an interesting message that I received from the Lord, and I'll tell you why. I really didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it until I started getting it ready to do a video, and I asked the Lord what scriptures that he wanted me to put, because when I got this message, there were no scriptures. So I always ask the Lord where he wants me to go. Well, that started me down a rabbit hole that I was not expecting at all. So I'm going to quickly go through this rabbit hole with you. It's very important. And I'm going to ask you to pray afterwards, after you hear the message. And the reason is I need you all to hear from the Lord on what's really happening right now. There is a spiritual component of everything that we're going through in a very real way. And yet most people don't see it. It's only through the discernment of the Holy Spirit to be able to help you understand what's happening. So the things I'm going to say to you right now, read between the lines, because I can't completely spell it out for you. I really can't. So you're going to have to need discernment from the Holy Spirit to understand what I have been shown. All right. In this message, the Lord talks about a storm that is coming. And after he told me about that, I asked him, what is the storm? And he talks about these beasts, and he talks about the locusts. Now, for you all who are familiar with the locusts in the Bible, we know that the locusts are a form of judgment that the Lord brings. And we can see that in the story of the locusts and Egypt and Moses. It was one of the 10 plagues that came to destroy their crops. Also, I think it's really interesting when you think about, the Lord says in the message I'm about to read to you, how these locusts that come, they come and they destroy everything. And that reminded me of Joel 1:4, and this is what it says. It says, when the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten what the swarming locust left. The crawling locust has eaten, and what the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten. Well, what that means is that they left nothing. When these locusts came, they destroyed everything. That's what that verse means. Now, we know that these locusts can be a sign of judgment. They can be a sign of a pestilence that comes. And we've seen that several times in the Bible. But what do they mean in the last day? Well, if you go to Revelation 9, and please, after this message, go and read Revelation 9. It talks about the fifth seal. And this fifth seal is the destruction that these locusts bring. But brothers and sisters, these are not real locusts. These are not in the end days. These are symbolic. These locusts are symbolic because they come out of the bottomless pit. What's in the bottomless pit? Well, I'll tell you one thing. It does say that these locusts have a king, and their king is named Abaddon and Apollyon. Now, locusts don't have a king. You know, the locusts don't have a king in the real physical world. So we know that these locusts are representative of something else. It says that when they come on the earth, when the bottomless pit is opened, they come and torment men who do not have the seal of God on their head, which probably means they have the mark of the beast on them. And they are tormented for 5 months, and it says that their stings are in their tails like scorpions. So whatever these locusts are, they come and they sting people with poison. There's a sting in their tail like a scorpion. A scorpion has poison in his tail. So brothers and sisters, the thing that I found really interesting is I did a word study on their king. That it's called, their king is called Abaddon, which in Hebrew, that's the name in Hebrew, is Abaddon. And that means destruction. But the other name is Apollyon, and that is in Greek. And this is what the Apollyon means. And I'll put this link down below so you can read it yourself. Apollyon means destroyer. It means to put out of the way entirely. It means to render useless, to kill, to declare that one must be put to death, to give over to eternal misery and hell, and to perish. Whoa, when I saw the meaning of what this word means, Apollyon, this king of destruction, and he is the one who is taking the hordes of these locusts and telling them what to do. Now we know that this is the end times when this king comes and lets out his minions from the bottomless pit. They are going to come and destroy everything. Sounds a little bit familiar now that we are in the times where we are beginning to see destruction happen everywhere. Don't you think so? At least that's what it reminds me of, that we are at the beginning of seeing some of these things happen. All right, I'm going to go ahead now and read to you the message. Let me see if I can find it with all my notes here that I was not planning to have. But like I said, the Lord led me down this path to share with you. Sorry. All right, here is the message. I will close with the message, and I will have all of this in my blog so you can go check it out. But please, like I said, take this to the Lord. It's very, very serious, brothers and sisters, because we have to be able to discern the times that we are living in. And it is not in the physical. We only can do it through spiritual means. This is the season to draw near to me through devotion and fasting. There is a window of time that I am giving my saints to draw even closer. Some did so during the lockdown, but many squandered that time on themselves. Soon the floods will come, and you will not have time to cultivate a closer relationship with me. The storm is almost upon you. It is in the distance. The black clouds are gathering. I'm going to stop there. It's interesting. The black clouds are gathering. If you read Revelation 9, you're going to see that these locusts come out of smoke. So there's fire with that. The black clouds are gathering and growing thicker and thicker. This is the evil that is on the horizon, waiting to get a foothold into your life. Its darkness will overcome many, many who call themselves mine. Pray to escape this darkness and to be brought into the light of my kingdom. And that's where I asked the Lord, what is this darkness, Lord? Because I wasn't sure exactly what he was pointing to. And this is what I heard. The beasts have come and they are starting to devour everything in their path. They are the locusts that consume with destruction. Nothing will be untouched in their path. This destruction comes from all directions, and there is no escape except for through me. I will hide those who are devoted to me. Though they will be affected, they will not be destroyed. I watch over my own, and there will be victory over the enemy. Suffering will come, but so will my grace. My sufficiency shall be enough for those who call out my name. All who are heavy laden, call out to me, and I will give you rest. Your Messiah, Yeshua.